Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Right now, we'll talk to John Heyman, MLB Network insider, contributor on WFAN here in New York. How you been, Mr. Heyman?
I'm good, Jody Mac. I just learned something.
What's that?
You get paid to do this.
You and I both.
Well, I'm not getting paid for this, but I'm happy to talk to you, as always.
No, I appreciate that, but let's keep that getting paid thing on the down low. We don't want to get it, let it get out there. Somebody will say, wait a minute, we don't need to do this.
It's in your promo. I don't think I was revealing
it. Okay, that's true. We play that all together too often. We need to stop that, too. But you're getting paid to be down in Florida, and you get to cover Astro Scandal. Did it change today with the fact that we had a whole bunch of games to start?
Yeah, I mean, I shouldn't say poor Astros, and they brought it on themselves. This is going to go on for quite a while, I think. I don't think things are going to change. There might be ups and downs, but particularly once the season starts and the fans get into it, it's going to be a rough year for the Astros, I think, in terms of at least their enjoyment. They may win some games, but I think it's going to be a tough time for them. And, you know, I mean, I've been around that camp a little bit already, and some of them seem much more down than they used to be. There's certainly not much cockiness to go around. I think a pall has been cast over that organization and their season, I believe.
Here's an intriguing question that I don't know if you've asked anyone else in your movement away from the Astro camp, which if you go somewhere else, you always got to go back to where the Astros are training. A lot has been said about the fact that in a lot of corners, people are not happy with the punishment that the Astros are facing, specifically the players who got off scot-free, as per the way Rob Manfred felt that he needed to negotiate the deal to get what he got, and the fact that the Astros weren't stripped of their title. Some corners think that that had to be an absolute must, and it hasn't happened. So if there's a perception out there that the Astros got off without enough punishment, you know they're going to hear about it. The team, the players, when they show up in visiting towns, there's going to be some verbal outrage displayed. Has anyone talked about what they will do for added security? Because some players are suggesting they've already gotten death threats. Now, that's the yin and the yang of social media. It's people with phones in their hands being major tough guys. But threats are threats are threats, and they put at least some scare into everybody. What are the visiting teams who are going to be hosting the Astros going to do as far as advanced security goes this year?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely going to be some more security around the Astros. It may be their responsibility, though, more than the visiting teams. And, you know, they may add some security people. And I don't know. I was around them today briefly. There were some dogs. I don't know if that had anything to do with anything. But, you know, I mean, death threats, not good, certainly not warranted. I understand they cheated. I understand a lot of people believe they didn't win that title legitimately, and that's certainly a fair thought. But, these death threats, way out of bounds, really crazy stuff. And hopefully they will have the extra security. I'm sure they will. And, you know, it's a sad state of affairs right now. I think people are taking this beyond where it should go. I don't think there's any question about that. But even though the ones who are not the crazies and not doing death threats, I think a lot of fans are upset, though. So I think it's going to be a tough year for them, even beyond the death threats. People are not happy. The rival players are not happy. The fans of the other teams are not happy. Nobody's happy. I think the matters were made worse. You can criticize Commissioner Manfred's decisions, but at the time, I don't think there were a lot of people calling for the title to be stripped. And I think people generally, for the most part, understood why the players were given immunity. They wanted to have a resolution of this before the season started. They actually had one before spring training started. So that was all well and good. And I do agree with them that, their reputations have been hit hard, and that's more important than 15 games or 30 games or whatever. So I get all that. I think the big problem came with the owner at that press conference and said that he takes no responsibility. He's not apologizing to anybody, and it didn't impact the games. They basically went 0-3 or 0-4 whatever, took the collar and made things much worse. He should have said that we'll never know how much it impacted the games. I take full responsibility, and I apologize to the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Reds, Sox, and everybody else we beat that year. It wasn't the right thing to do. The buck stops here, but he said the opposite, and really bad job by the owner, Jim Crane, there, and I think that's really exacerbated things.
You and I agree on that wholeheartedly. John Heyman, our guest here on CBS Sports Radio. Jim Crane, failure. I'm not Absolutely. Calling Rob Manfred a failure, even though a lot of people are, and saying he completely dropped the ball here and that he accomplished nothing and he showed weakness. I think he did what he had to do. I think, more importantly, he did what he could do. He was in a tough situation. One whistleblower, Mike Fiers, opened up the line of investigation, but he couldn't get any more information without cutting deals with players. People are calling for Rob Manfred's head. I'll be honest, as a baseball fan, it does bug me that the players got away scot-free. But I'm not mad at Rob Manfred. From what the information I've been able to get, he did for me the best he could. How about you?
Yeah, I think so. If you didn't give the players immunity, they would not have cooperated. They wouldn't be able to corroborate what they were told by Mike Fiers. They wouldn't have been able to get down to the bottom of the situation and understand what went on. So we all know what went on now, and that's important. I think people were looking at the title differently, which is what he said. Obviously, he made a mistake when he called the trophy a piece of metal,
right. And
he retracted that. That was an error, no question about that. So error on the commissioner for that. But, when he handed down the punishments, they made sense. He said when the Apple Watch gate was going on with the Red Sox and he handed out the punishments there, which at that time I didn't think that was quite tough enough. But he said the next time it's going to be serious and it could involve a loss of draft choices and some real suspensions. And he suspended the GM and the manager. And he did say it was going to be management. So they understood it. And they made the mistake by really not conveying this to their players. And they dropped the ball. So I got those penalties. It did seem a little unfair that Jim Crane, who's the owner of this team that had the Brandon Taubman situation with him berating the writer in the playoffs last year in support of Roberto Ozuna, who really did not deserve their support, and then that ridiculous press release attacking the writer who wrote the correct story for Sports Illustrated. Terrible. And now he's the leader of this organization that didn't do the right thing here. And then he has a press conference. And to me, he's the villain in this more than anybody else. And, the punishments, I think, turned out uneven. But I'm not sure what else could have been done short of giving the owner a suspension, which would have taken a lot of courage on the part of the commissioner. But at this point, I kind of wish that he had suspended the owner on top of the other suspensions.
We are in the season of an election, so the phrase approval rating is popping up all over our landscape these days. Certainly Rob Manfred's approval rating with the fans, judging by the calls I've taken and the tweets I've gotten and every fan's opinion that I've been able to register, is not good. It will be well below 50%. What is Tony Clark's approval rating right now in his position? The Astros have to love him because he went to bat for him and saved them all potential persecution and prosecution for crimes of cheating. But there's a whole bunch of outspoken players that aren't happy and have been ready, willing, and able to voice that displeasure. Where does Tony Clark's approval rating with the MLB union stand?
Yeah, well, the players voiced the displeasure at the Astros players. I don't think anybody, at least that we heard publicly, any of the players came out and ripped Tony Clark. And I saw him the other day, and he said he's never going to apologize for standing up for player rights. And he felt that he was obligated to do that. And if I'm in his position, I would have done the same thing. And, you know, I do feel that the union, this is before Tony Clark, went too far in their fight to keep MLB from cracking down on steroids. That was a mistake. But in this case, you know, we're talking about player rights, and he went to bat for them, and I get it. And you know what? I think these players are suffering based on being in that clubhouse. I know a lot of people are going to say they're not suffering enough. They should have been suspended, but you know what? A 30-game suspension is very mild compared to the hits that the reputations took, I think. So, I do agree with Commissioner Manfred that the players on the Astros are suffering. And, no, I'm not saying they shouldn't be. Rightfully so. They did the wrong thing. They did a terrible thing. And they do deserve to suffer for it. But I really don't think a 15-game or 30-game penalty really is much on top of what they're suffering now. The real suffering is the hit to the reputation.
Fair enough. Do you think Commissioner Manfred will call on Tony Clark to sit down now, not a month from now, not 2 months, not at the end of the season? Know that we've got a little bit ways to go before our collective bargaining agreement, but we see all the times agreements reached that are outside the collective bargaining agreement, more so these days than ever before. It used to be much more hard line. And hammer out specific penalties for players when electronic cheating is detected. Now, we hope it never happens again, but in the off chance it does, they didn't have any definitive penalties against players. That's why Manfred had to cut the deal that he cut.
Yeah, I'm not sure that the union would go for that, to add the penalties. That I'm not sure that that would benefit them. Maybe they'll listen to the players in the other 2019.
That's what I'm getting at. All the other players are saying, shame on no punishment.
Well, they said they've lost respect for the players. I know that. And they've said negative things about the players. I don't know that they've said they should have gotten suspended. So I'm not sure that the other players are in favor of suspensions. I've not really heard that from them. So I don't know that Tony Clark's going to agree to that. I know that the union felt the last CBA that the MLB got the better of them. So I don't know that they're going to be anxious to agree to something like that. Additionally, you know, everything's part of the bargaining process. Maybe they want something back that they lost in the last bargaining process. I don't know if there's going to be an addendum to add penalties now. As I said, I think they believe, too, that the big penalty is the hits to the reputation, which affects a lot of things. You know, it affects standing with the fans, their chances to make the All-Star team, their chances to make the Hall of Fame, just generally their happiness as to what the reputations are. So, there's a lot of negatives to it. If you're in that clubhouse, you see how down some of these players are. Now, some of them are putting on a happy face, but some of them are not. They can't even muster that, and it's a rough time in there. I don't think there's any question about that. If you've been around there, you can see that. So, I don't know that Tony Clark's going to do any giveaways at this point. It could be all part of the process, maybe for the CBA in a couple of years.
All right, John, last thing. The Astros won 107 games last year, most of Major League Baseball in the regular season. If the over-under is 107, I think almost every single one of us would take under because they just had an unbelievable year, and it's tough to duplicate 107 wins. But there's a whole bunch more that goes into it. No Gerrit Cole, the pressure of, the abuse they're going to take. And don't forget that maybe the cheating actually did work and helped them out. How many games the Astros you think going to win this year?
Yeah, I've heard that the over-under is around 94 now. I think that Las Vegas takes all that stuff that you just mentioned into account, including did the cheating help much. Now, I do think they did the cheating to help themselves, so I do think it helped. And while they've denied that they cheated beyond 2018, we can't be sure. You know, I mean, the reputations are what they are, as I said, and they've denied the buzzers. We don't know. You know, you can take them at your word if you like, but I don't think a lot of the teams are. I do think they are a talented team, particularly from the offensive standpoint. But the loss of Cole and the Will Harris has hurt their pitching staff. And I do think that a pall has been cast over the organization, the clubhouse. And I'm taking the under on that 94. Forget the 107. I'm taking under on 94. Just from being around them and seeing how this has hurt them, I think it's going to be a tough season for them. I mean, are they going to be below 500? I kind of doubt that. Not with that lineup, which is a very talented lineup, but I don't even think they're going to get to that 94 wins.
Nor do I. Good spot, John Heyman, as always. Appreciate you hopping on board. Continue. Have a good time through Florida, and just make sure you know how to get out at Astros camp, because you got to keep going back and back and back and back and back.
Very good.
You'll have a couple more trips in.
It's been a pleasure.
John Heyman, always my pleasure. He's here with us on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.